Good morning, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Good morning, Ilan. I'm good, thank God. How are you?
I'm fine. Ready for Purim.
Oh, absolutely. Probably one of the most fun holidays of the Jewish calendar, specifically for kids and even the kids that are in the adults as well.
Yeah.
You know, so...
It's the only holiday that you can drink alcohol, even as an adult.
That's right, and it's one of the only holidays that you can truly be what your heart really wants you to be. You know, that you can come out and dress up for whatever you really like to be, but you're embarrassed. Purim is a day you can do that.
Yeah.
And no one can make fun of you because everyone's dressed up a little crazy. But, so what is Purim? Purim is celebrated on the 14th day of Adar and is the wildest, most action-packed day of the year. You know, over 2,400 years ago, Haman, the Persian Prime Minister, persuaded King Ahasuerus to issue a decree ordering the extermination of all the Jews. Why? Because Mordechai, the leader of the Jews, would not bow down to Haman. They would not do what Haman wanted. And Mordechai rallied all his people, urging them to unite in prayer and repentance. And meanwhile, his cousin, Esther, who, due to a very big miraculous chain of events, became Ahasuerus as the king's queen, and she lobbied the king to spare her people. And Ahasuerus accepted her request, and he sent Haman to the gallows. And why was Haman sent to the gallows? Because Haman had originally built the gallows to be able to hang the Jews on.
Yeah.
So because he did something like that, you know, as they say in Hebrew, midah keneged midah. You do something, you guess what the exact same thing that you were going to do. And Mordechai then became the new prime minister, and the Jews successfully defended themselves against all the enemies. And now we celebrate. So the it's a interesting chain of events of how everything happened. And because of that, we have Purim today. And because of that, there's a lot of things that we do that commemorate and remind us of everything that happened in Purim. You know, there are four customs, four mitzvot that on Purim we have to do. Which is number one, we hear the Megillah, the scroll, as everyone knows, which is called the Scroll of Esther.
Megillat Esther, yeah.
And we relive the miraculous events of Purim. We listen to the reading of the Megillah twice. We listen one in the evening, which this year will be Saturday evening, and then Sunday. Throughout the whole day, it doesn't make a difference when you do it, whether it be in the morning or the afternoon, as long as you hear it. Then we have the second mitzvah of Matanot Levyonim, giving money
to the poor,
giving to the needy. And, you know, concern for the needy is a year-round responsibility of every single person. But on Purim, it's a special mitzvah to remember the poor. And we're obligated to give at least to two people of charity, maybe even more. But what happens if, you know, I don't know anyone that needs money. I can't think of anyone on the top of my head. So, you can give it to me, and I'm going to make sure to distribute it to Jewish people. You can give it to another person in the community that you know that knows other poor people. We can do that. Now, but what happens if I don't have a chance to get to a rabbi? I don't have a chance to give someone poor people. I'm in the middle of who knows where. Then what I should do is be able to take two charity boxes and put two amounts of money in each charity box. At least I'm giving to two specific people. As well as, we also encourage the children to be able to do that as well, to be able to teach them that, you know, they might have everything that they need, but what about the less fortunate? What about the people that don't have everything that they need? We should teach them also the idea of giving money to charity as well. Then you have the third mitzvah, Mishloach Manot, which teach people love, is sending food portions to a friend. And why? Because on Purim, we emphasize the importance of Jewish unity and friendship.
Of giving.
And exactly, but how? But by sending gifts of food to a friend. We send at least two kinds of ready food that I can open it up to my shalach manos and I get from Mr. So-and-so, and I should be able to eat it. So, for example, you send a pastry, a fruit, a beverage, whatever it may be, cookies, and we give it at least to one friend. And then the part that everyone loves the most about Purim is the meal. It's where we eat, drink, and be merry. And Purim should always be celebrated with a festive meal, and where everyone, friends and family, comes together. And, you know, we enjoy the meal, we drink, and so on and so forth. That is why we try and do the big Purim event on the day of Purim Sunday, to bring everyone together, to be able to have a big meal together, and enjoy the festivities of Purim. Now, it's interesting. You know, everyone knows, okay, now we know about all the four mitzvot, but the thing is also is we get dressed up. And the interesting is why do we get dressed up from Purim? Why do we masquerade? Why do we want to disguise ourselves in Purim? And one of the reasons is because on Purim, nothing is as it seems. So if you think about it, when Purim was instituted, it was instituted because the Jewish people at the time of Ahasuerus and Haman understood that it was God himself who did everything. And he was going to do everything to be able to save his people. He was just disguising himself as, you know, I remember seeing this once and I thought it was an amazing line. He was really disguising himself as a Persian palace soap opera. And he was able to do everything but behind the scenes. Because if we look, when God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, the entire neighborhood, everyone knew that the Jews were going out of Egypt because of the miracles of God. He gave the 10 plagues. He stood the sea. Everyone knew it was God. By Hanukkah, when a small jug of oil burned for 8 days, everyone, even the most skeptical Greek, thought it was an act of God. So it was revealed. However, on Purim, it's unique because most everything that was being done, you know, when they were shredding their garments, tearing Kriya because they were scared, they didn't know what to do. But God was hidden, and he remained hidden, and he saved the Jewish people. That is why one of the reasons the name of God does not appear one time in the Megillah.
Right.
In the whole entire Megillah, God's name doesn't appear. Why? Because everything that God did it in a way of it was hidden. So Purim is really a big masquerade. Look at the scroll of Esther itself. It's all rolled up. It's scrolled up. We don't see what's written inside it. When we start opening it up, we start reading it slowly, verse by verse, we start unraveling, we start seeing what it is. So the whole idea of Purim is all in a hidden way. So when I get dressed up, I'm concealing, I'm hiding who I am and being something else or being something different. That is the exact same reason as why we eat Hamadashin. Hamadashin, the traditional Purim cookie, pastry, cake, however you're going to make it, that even the, you know, the jelly that's filled inside, or the poppy seed, or the chocolate chip, or whatever you enjoy when that is all the inside filling, is barely peeking out. You barely see it from the folds of the dough of the Hamadashin. So it's concealed, it's covered up. That's another reason why we eat Hamadashin, besides the fact that everyone knows that Haman's hat was a three-pointed hat, so therefore we have the three-pointed Hamadashin.
Yeah.
So, that is why on Purim we get dressed up. That is why we encourage the kids to get dressed up. That is why I encourage the adults to get dressed up. It's a beautiful thing. Now, it's interesting to note that there, in Jewish history, there's always been body enemies, people that want to physically annihilate the Jewish people. And then you have soul enemies, which is spiritual annihilation. They want to annihilate our spirituality. And if you think about it, the body enemies, physical annihilation, for example, Pharaoh, Haman, Hitler.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even today, we have a Haman in Persia. We have Haman in Iran, Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
What is his idea? He wants to physically annihilate the Jewish people. And then you have the sole enemy. For example, the Crusaders, Inquisition, Greed, Stalin. They didn't want to necessarily kill the Jewish people. They wanted you to change, to convert. So Haman was a body enemy. He had a deep hatred for the body of the Jewish people. And he wanted to do away with them with their fullest existence. And Purim, therefore, celebrates the Jewish body. The mitzvahs that we do on Purim are physical and bring out the point that the people of Israel are holy physically as well as spiritually. And therefore, it is fitting that that the Jews' physical actions be imbued with holiness. And that we... that we can perform and to transform them in the sanctity and in order to praise God. So we give gifts of food, money to the poor. We eat a meal because all of these represent our lives as Jews, our bodies. So living in this physical world, but yet striving to imbue holiness within our physical actions, and that is a higher level. And that they, and I'll end with this, is that's what they say, you know, that Purim is on a higher level than Yom Kippur, the holier day. People don't know that, but at Yom Kippur, you know, you fast all day, you're in synagogue all day, you're praying all day, you feel spiritual, you feel holy.
Torture yourself.
Yeah, and that's an easy way. And that's an easy thing, because you're depriving any yourself of any physical pleasures. So obviously you're going to become a little bit more in tune to, you know, pray a little bit more, be a little more spiritual. But on Purim, what do? You indulge yourself. You do everything that you need for your physical being. But we still do what God wants us to do. We still represent all the mitzvot. We still hear the Megillah. We still bring down godliness into the world. We still work hard. That reaches a higher level because it's harder. We have bigger challenges. But once we overcome those challenges, we reach a higher level than we were in the time of Yom Kippur. Therefore, Purim, the day of Purim, is on a higher level than the day of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur says, Yom Ki Purim. It's a day like Purim.
All right.
So that's
Yom
why,
Kippurim.
Exactly, Yom Kippurim, Yom the day, Ki life, because
yeah.
Purim are Purim. And therefore Purim is a holier day than Yom Kippur. So those are just a couple of thoughts in regards to Purim.
So how do we celebrate in the community?
So we celebrate in the community. You know, Saturday night we have a Megillah reading at 7:20 in the evening at Shashar. Sunday morning we have a Megillah reading at 8:15 after the service. And then we have our community, beautiful, big Purim party, which is the fourth year so far going, and it's going very strong. We do it at the JCC in the gym, where the whole gym transforms into the theme of the year, and this theme is Israel. So the community is invited. You know, if you haven't RSVP yet, please do RSVP. You can call me. 519-256-2572. You can email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com, and there's going to be a full buffet dinner. There's going to be Israeli music. There's going to be, crafts for the kids. There's going to be a lot of people. People are going to be coming. People are going to be celebrating the Purim. And that's on Sunday, this Sunday, at the JTC in the gym. At 4 o'clock is the Megillah reading, and 4:30 is the party starts. So it's going to be a phenomenal party, and I encourage everyone to come.
And don't forget your costumes.
Absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. Every kid that comes dressed up will receive a prize, regardless of what they dress up in.
Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you, and I wish you a happy Purim. And today is actually the fast day of Esther, so we're emphasizing an easy fast. And I look forward to seeing everyone on Purim.
Okay. Thank you again.
Be well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.